This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Woohoo! Last live show of the year, and I'm still Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 21st. Oh my gosh, episode 1593 brought to you by our auditors. Thanks, guys. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Santa, what's shaking, man?
Dancing through the snow.
By the way, congratulate me this Christmas. I'm going for it. No antidepressants.
Somebody ought to teach that little humbug some Christmas spirit.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Well, oh my gosh, it's almost Christmas. You know, we started opening gifts last night, Chad and I did, because we have so many presents under the tree and we're going to go to Oklahoma.
So that's tough when you travel.
Yeah, we can't like pack them up. And we have so many presents that I could tell, like, I'm like, this one's a book. Let's open this one. This one's egg. And so all the things that I could kind of feel what they were that Lucas would be like bored with. I was like, we're opening two. You're opening these two. I'm opening these two. They're all books. And I was right. They're all books. And they were great books. And I appreciate it. But then we got to start thinning out what's under the tree. And I feel very lucky that both my parents send presents still. I love that. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. So they still send all these presents. So we had to start getting through them. And it was really fun to see a 3-year-old open a gift up early. It was pretty cool.
Well, he's going to have like 5 different Christmases this year.
Yeah, he's got the one here. And then we're going to go to Oklahoma, have one in the morning, and then have another one in the afternoon with the other Oklahoma family. So he is going to have a big Christmas. And if his reaction to the American Airlines airport set that he got last night.
I didn't even know there was one of those.
He's like, oh my God, I wanted this. I wanted this.
Did he even know it existed?
Well, yeah, because like 2 months ago, I was looking through Amazon for American Airlines and he was like, walked in the office and saw it on the computer. He's like, oh, I want that. And I was like, I know you want everything. Okay, move on. And I bought it for him. And he remembered. He was like running around the house, flying the airplane. It was hilarious. This is going to be the best Christmas to have a 3-year-old at it. I think the reward for the having children part is like you get to see them happy for a little bit. Then, of course, they'll like freak out and have a temper tantrum because they're too tired and had too much sugar. But for the one moment of opening the present, beautiful.
That is the most fun when there's kids that age too, 3, 4, 5. Those ages right there. You never get those ages back then.
Nope.
Because everything's magical. And is there a Southwest airline kit and a Virgin America airline kit? Well, that probably looks a little different. But is there a Virgin America airline thing too?
There might be, but we don't shop for things like that in this house, Glenn. Strictly American Airlines.
Did they have a little model of Chad in there?
He was like, Daddy, it's your plane. He's all about it. And you ask him, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a pilot. What do you want for Christmas? I want a big dirt pile. Still, and I would like to let our listeners know that the dirt pile arrives at 10 o'clock this morning from Santa Claus. He's jumping it out from a big truck. Santa had to send his elves early. I should make the guy that brings the dirt, like, put on the elf costume.
Did you get clean dirt anyway?
Yeah, oh yeah, of course.
It's clean dirt.
I don't like it with the rocks in it.
Now, does he know the difference between clean dirt or a dirt pile and a manure pile then? You couldn't just say, here, there's a pile.
Yeah.
We don't have a manure pile. Thank God. That'd be horrible. He'd run up that thing like it was scaling Mount Everest without thinking about it.
Jennifer, we have to go to you to find out what's up with today's show because we have somebody special to get to here.
Yay.
Coming up on this final Crappy List Wednesday of 2016, Will Billies is going to chug into the show to talk about chickens, banjos, Thanksgiving on the farm with farm animals, and Airbnb school buses. Mid-show, we will share a holiday-themed list or two. And at the end, we'll sort through piles of balled-up gift wrap to find Victoria Spicer clinging desperately to her sanity and the European report from Horse and Country TV. So stay tuned for the fray one more time, folks.
Actually, a little bit of that was a lie because we already have Victoria Spicer on here. Hey, Victoria.
Hey! For once, after 5.5 years, I'm actually early, let alone late. This is a momentous occasion.
It had to be. It had to be. Is this our last time with you?
My last regular slot. Obviously, if you guys are missing me, then you can always just give me a call and I'll come and chat to you.
You know, you say that, but I find it odd that you've never given us your phone number. We have your Skype number, but you've never actually given me personally anyway, your phone number. So I will be expecting that. If you just give it to me right now, I'm going to write it down. No? Okay. Never mind. We're going to miss you so much. You've been such a big part of this show and such a big part of our lives. I mean, we were going to be, I know you're busy and you have to run off here, but we were going to take calls. And I told Jennifer, who takes the calls, I said, don't answer any calls from my mother. Don't put my mother through, because my mom loves you like a daughter. She's like, she listens to Wednesday's show to hear you. She doesn't listen to the show because of me. She listens
That's
because
very
of you.
Sweet.
Yeah, she loves you. She said, like, she's like, did Victoria get my birthday wishes on Facebook? I'm like, Mom, I doubt she's going to tell me about it. You know, she probably doesn't know who you are.
But I know who your mom is, June. She's a very nice lady.
Oh, my God.
She does really know. She has stalked her.
Hello, June. Thank you for listening for all these years. I love sometimes it pops up in my timeline when your mom's posting something and then you give her a little Facebook lesson. I think it's brilliant. It reminds me of my mom. I feel your pain.
All right. You heard. Day is made. Thank you very much. All right. You can hang up on her now. We're good.
Well, Victoria, you know, we can't let you go. You're retiring from our show and going off to have a baby. By the way, after she has the baby, Jamie, she will be so starving for adult conversation. She'll be on every week again.
I know.
You watch.
Like, oh, we have another call from Victoria coming in.
What does she want this time? Yeah, sorry.
Well, you saw another retirement. We have to ask you about that.
Yeah, it was cool to see Vallejo's one last time. And he just came out and did an amazing performance of the freestyle that he made famous at London 2012. So it was really cool to see it again. And you'd think, you know, there's no pressure. It doesn't matter if they get anything wrong. And it was just absolutely flawless. So it was very cool. But I didn't cry like it. I guess because he's retiring fit and healthy and we're still going to see him do demonstrations and displays and things. So I'm sad that it's the end of an era for British dressage and I don't think we'll be getting any gold medals for a little while. But also I'm happy that he's had an amazing career and that we got to see him finish it on a high note.
That's terrific. Yeah. And we all watched the video over here. It's probably been seen, 10 million times. And it just looked like they were pretty emotional. I think they were pretty emotional, but it was done very well.
Yeah, it was. It was great. And it actually happened over two nights. So because the Wednesday tickets had sold out so quickly because of people desperate to see him. So they had him appear on Tuesday as well. And he came out and did a bit of a Q&A with Carl and Charlotte, and Vallejo was there too. So it was nice that they got to have two chances to say goodbye to him.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a beautiful thing. What is in store for you since this is your last show? Well, here, let me start over. This is your last show, Victoria. Is there anything that you wanted to say to Glenn or me? Get something off your chest.
No, don't ask her. I don't want to know. La 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 la.
I mean, you can just let it fly now. We can't fire you. You know, you're leaving.
I could say anything. I think you should both adopt a Scottish accent in case anybody misses hearing my strange pronunciation and all the words that nobody says in America.
I'm going to miss every word that ends in E's, horsey E's. And because you're the only one in the world we know that does that. And it is so damn cute. Listeners love that.
It's a Scottish thing. And also things like riding boots. We say quite funny boots.
Boots. Boots. How do you say the horses? How do you say H-O-O-F?
Hoof. So should it be more like,
see,
you got it right.
See, you did it exactly right.
She's European. You're from Pennsylvania. That's not the same thing. The rest of the world says hoof, like when you're in the U.S.
Yeah,
all right. You can't use that argument with Europeans. They're just not possible. So I know you have to run. But how are you feeling, dear baby mama?
Yeah, I'm into the second trimester now, so I'm not feeling as sick or tired as I was. So I'm good. I'm still missing riding, but I found my mare a lovely loan home, so she's going to move there in the new year. I did. Yeah, really nice girl. She's very excited about having her. So so that is good because she's wasted just being lunged and doing a little bit of hacking with my yard manager. So it'll be nice for her to be back out competing again.
Okay. Let me just point out, horse chick, pregnant horse chick, I said, how are you feeling? She spent 10 seconds talking about herself and a minute and a half talking about her horse.
Yep, that's fairly standard.
Well, we're going to miss you. I'm going to call you every week, just no matter what.
At the same time. So I don't even, I'll forget that I've said that I'm leaving yet. And yeah, just keep calling. And definitely do call when the baby's born and I'll get the baby to heckle and yell in the background. It'll be good.
Yeah, well, that'll bring back memories. We went through years of that and it was okay. It was fine.
What is your due date?
Beginning of June. So yeah.
A summer baby.
Yeah, and hopefully he will arrive a little bit early. Not too early, but just a little bit early so that I can be back at work in time for the Hickstead season. That's my main concern at the moment.
Well, I'm going to put a vote in for May 31st. That was Lucas's birthday, so
that would suit me. Early.
Well, yes. Victoria, thank you so much for being with us all these years, almost 6 years, and we so appreciate and we've loved every Wednesday that you've been here, and hopefully at some point we'll have you back.
Yeah, I'd love to come back, and thank you to you guys for entertaining me. I remember the first time I had to dial up and I was absolutely terrified and I just thought, I can't do this. I can't do the radio. And then nowadays it's just like chatting to two friends. And sometimes I forget that other people are listening.
Oh, we forget all the time. So we're with you.
All the time.
And then it's sometimes we go, show. Oh, did we just say that? It's like, oops.
Yeah. No, I've landed you in trouble.
Well, cheers to you, Victoria, and your family, and keep in touch, okay? Merry Christmas.
I will do, and brace yourself for the onslaught of baby photos in the absence of horse
photos.
Hey,
hold on. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl? Did I ask you this?
Not yet, no. So we won't find out for another 4 weeks, so a little bit of a while to wait.
This is total crap. I need to know. I have
I'll
to start pitting.
The announcement.
But please do. All right, Victoria, we love you so much. Thank you so much. Now off to your appointment, but we do appreciate you for all these years. I'm going to cry. I'm sad.
Aww, don't cry. Enjoy the rest of the show and have an amazing Christmas and New Year, and hopefully I'll speak
Jamie,
to you.
Jamie, your mom will be stalking her. You'll know exactly what's going on. It'll be fine.
I am coming to England in like the next year, so I'm coming to visit you.
Yeah, do come. You're welcome to stay anytime. Come
all
over.
Right.
Bye, Victoria.
Babysit. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Oh, I'm so sad to see her go.
I know.
She has been part of the show since week one.
She's just such a delight, and she's just been so amazing, and it does feel like we talked to our friends. On Monday we talked to Leslie, on Wednesday we talked to Victoria, and it is like having a friend. I remember the first time she was going to come on, we were like, her name is Victoria. How perfect.
We were expecting a really stuffy British accent, and we got this Scottish girl. So
yeah, it was crazy.
All right, let's go to our guest. We'll get to the Daily Winnies a little bit better, but our guest is waiting. But before I do that, I want to tell everybody that when we say goodbye to our guest today, we would love to hear from you. We would love callers today. Give us a call at 435-272-1997. This is tradition on the show, the last live show of every year that we do. We invite callers. I don't care what we talk about. Look, Jamie and I are so tired, and I am mentally fried from doing probably, I don't know how many shows we did this year, 600, 700, 800, but I'm just fried. We just want to sit around and talk to friends. We have no agenda today. So give us a call, 435-272-1997 from 9:30 to 10:30, and we will chat with you and have a good time with our listeners. If you're friends that are listening, that's fine. Fellow podcasters, I don't care. Just give us a call. Otherwise, you're going to have to listen to us talk about nothing for an hour. So it's much better if you call in and we chat with you.
I do have a bunch of top 10 lists and top 10 Christmas gifts for your whores and top 10 gifts.
And that she has promised that if nobody calls in, she will read them in her best British accent. So
my Scottish accent.
Your Scottish accent, which sounds a lot like her British accent, which sounds like a lot like her Australian accent, actually.
Well, now I'm going to get to talk to somebody and I'll get to use my Southern accent.
That's
because
right.
It's going to come out whether I want it or not. And that is our friend Will. Will from the Willbillies, home of the state's most popular Airbnb. I didn't know that people voluntarily stayed in West Virginia. So this is going to be an education for all of us. Good morning, Will.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good.
We're doing great.
Will, I was going to be so disappointed if you didn't have a Southern accent. I really was.
Well, I'm gonna turn it up for y'all if you want.
There you go. Good. Yeah, we like that.
Now, you are internet famous, and I didn't even realize until I went to your page and I was like, oh my gosh, I've seen all this stuff before. You're the sweetheart who had Thanksgiving meal with his horse, his rooster, and his collie, correct?
Yeah, and I didn't realize I was internet famous either until I got online one day and I saw that a lot of people had left me messages from all over the world. And, you know, to me, I would have sat there and had that Thanksgiving meal even if there were no cameras around just because, you know, I love little ideas and things like that. So,
well, tell us about Willbillies.
Well, I have a little piece of property that I got a couple years ago, and, you know, I moved home after I graduated from college, came back home to be with my mom, who was, you know, she was actually fighting cancer at the time. So I settled locally, found a house, and one thing led to another, and I started to realize I have this little piece of land. I've always loved all my animals growing up. So I started to acquire a family of animals as my family, human family, kind of disappeared. My brothers moved away. My mother, she eventually passed away, and I was kind of, you know, by myself in a lot of ways, except for my dad, who's in his mid-70s. So I was like, well, let's get some animals, and it was like the best decision I've ever made, and they really are just like family to me.
I'm sure. Tell us about the rooster, I guess, is probably everybody's most favorite character.
Well, that's Little Jerry. And we named him that after the Seinfeld episode.
That's great. Love that.
And my girlfriend, God bless her, she deals with me and my desire to go buy old trucks. And a couple years ago, we went out on this adventure to find this old international truck. And on the way back, she was driving in front of me. Her car broke down. So I sat there with her and we waited for the tow truck on the side of this really busy road. And we heard this ruffling in the grass. So I went over to check it out, and sure enough, there was this poor little rooster. His leg was dangling, and he wasn't even trying to get away from me. He was just, you know, on his last dying wish. So we scooped him up, and we tried to find his owner locally, but no one accepted him. So we took him back home, and poor little Jerry, I didn't know what to do with him at first, so I made him a little coop and put the heat light on for him. And the next day, I had the idea to try to split his leg because I was thinking to myself, he's got nothing to lose. So I put a popsicle stick on his leg and wrapped it with gauze. And, you know, being my doctor skills, I suddenly discovered a couple months later, we took the splint off and the man was walking like a pro. He actually had a little bit of like a pimp step for a while, which is pretty funny. And one normal step and one really long step.
Little Jerry walking like a pimp.
Yeah, he was like, I got this new leg. He was all about it.
Well, that explains his undying love for you, because he's quite patient with you and all of your friends. Now, tell us about the little black pony that you have that is at the Thanksgiving table our senior citizen.
Well, Savannah and I, we met each other online, Craigslist.
Tinder. We met on Tinder. I swiped right, and there he was.
We messed up all of our signs to the same. It was just meant to be. And, you know, it was actually an adoption that we did with Savannah. She was part of a horse pony walking thing for a long time. And we went to pick her up. You could tell that they literally had like an eighth of an acre and probably around 10 different equines just gathered all together. And she was older, much older than some of the other horses. And she was pretty happy to just get away from there. And it took her a while to get used to a new surrounding. And we were told when we adopted Savannah that she was only 14 years old. And I had three different vets tell me she was no younger than 28.
So, oh my gosh.
And that was a couple years ago. So she's an older girl, but she's really picked up her her overall personality has come out. It takes a couple years, I think, for them to settle back in. She'll come, meet you at the gate. She'll get out sometimes, and she just wanders around the yard, doesn't really leave. She loves the company of chickens. Chickens will hang out right next to her all day. She enjoys that. She's just a really sweet old pony. We view her as like a dog. So her hanging out with in the garage, I brought her in the house before. We watched Game of Thrones sitting on top of her one day just as a joke. It was a little photo op.
We had That's one. Great. We had one just like that. She was old as dirt. I don't know. She must have been about 100. And at our farm, we were pretty secluded, so she was just loose. And every morning we'd go outside to go feed the horses. We'd open the back door, and she'd be standing right there staring at you, because she knew what time you came out of the door in the morning, and she'd just be right there waiting. So
well, I loved seeing her because I have a big soft spot in my heart for the senior citizen horses. So that was really cool. And the other thing that I love more than anything is collies, like Lassie. Tell us about your collie. It is just beautiful.
Well, that's Bruce, and he has his own little Facebook page called Bruce and Friends, and that had some good traffic for a while, and I kind of, you know, got distracted by other projects that I do, and now Bruce has seems to be back in the limelight now that I have this, my Willbilly Facebook page has picked up so much traffic. But he actually was the last puppy that my mother raised. And I had just got home from college and I said, well, I'll take this dog. And he's been absolutely the most chill, down for whatever dog. He sits on the farm all. You can put it in first gear and he'll just sit there while it drives. He'll walk around with sunglasses on. He's never met a stranger. He's been to the Grand Canyon twice. He's traveled all over the country. He's just my sidekick in everything that we do.
Now, I see that he likes the water. I'm on his page right now, and I'm sorry. You are screaming West Virginia when you look at the picture of two men sitting on a couch that is strapped on two kayaks. And there's a dog on the couch.
Yeah, that is kind of West Virginia.
You're representing your state, your home state, my friend.
I'm telling you, the state of West Virginia, overall media reputation can't get much worse. So I think a lot depends on what I'm putting out there. So I'm trying to bring us back into the positive limelight.
Hey, I got to talk about next time we come up through West Virginia, and we do that sometimes on the way from like Kentucky, when we're in Kentucky and you go back to Pennsylvania, we used to drive through West Virginia all the time. And the only thing I know West Virginia for is you don't want to be there in the winter when it's snowing on those mountains. But
no.
The one thing is your Airbnb is got to be the most unique Airbnb ever. Tell us what it is and how that came to be.
Well, I had been working on a tiny house and we had a bad storm blow through and knocked down a bunch of trees in my yard. So I spent the rest of the summer cutting up wood and I kind of never got to finish that project because it got cold and dark. And then I found this bus on Craigslist, another Craigslist find for me. And it was $1,000 and, went and picked it up and decked it out on the inside just for like local traveling. It was big enough to take the dogs, big enough to, you know, feel like I'm a trucker, which is a dream of mine. And then I put the bus up on Airbnb because someone suggested that I try it out. And sure enough, it ended up getting booked like through Christmas, the first day that I booked it. So I listed it. And it's been an awesome experience constantly having travelers stop through, because it's almost like I'm on vacation with them when they get here. And it's good extra money too. It actually pays for my student loans, which is, you know, that's awesome for me. And the people that we've met have all been super cool. Anybody who is willing to stay in a school bus, you can go ahead and it's a good filter to filter anybody out that you really wouldn't want to hang out with. So if you're willing to hang out and stay on a school bus, then you got to be at least pretty cool.
I love it. That's fantastic. Do you have plans for more school buses, or is this going to be like a one and done? You should have like an army of school buses.
We actually built another one, a short one, that my girlfriend and I drove out to California last year, and we just sold it actually to a friend of ours. And the money we got from that bus is funding a workshop that we're going to use to build more buses. And I actually did buy a third bus a couple of months ago. I got a 2004 Chevy with the Duramax, which I've been really looking for. And the plans that we have for the future all involve school buses, old RVs, any kind of revitalizing we can do of old vehicles. And there was an article about what we did on our cross-country trip that came out on Red and Tracks website. And that's attracted a couple people in New York, and we have a Skype interview tomorrow with this lady who puts together TV shows for HGTV, Travel Channel, and stuff like that. So in my best, I think the best possible situation is they would be interested in following our lifestyle with converting old vehicles and buses and things into something useful, and also kind of incorporate the West Virginia lifestyle and our animal family into that as well. I think it would be a pretty good reality TV show.
Gosh, you are a reality TV show. Can I ask you, what did you go to college for?
I went to college to drink.
That would have been my guess.
I actually went to college and I had a journalism degree, but I did not want to be a journalist. I wanted to do photography and video production, and I wanted to stay in the state of West Virginia, and it kind of was the closest major to what I was interested in, and it ended up working out pretty well.
That's why your pictures are so good on the website then, because that explains it. Your photos are terrific, and I went, oh, this is a guy who really knows how to take photos, and that kind of explains that then.
Yeah, it definitely helps when you're trying to, it's a delicate balance of making something not look too posed and photography professional, but can still have it be good. You want to have that picture that looks candid, but is also a good quality at the same time. So that's a delicate process, I think, to make sure you don't take a picture that everyone is, oh, that's professional. You don't want to look at that. You know, like calendars, they're beautiful photos, but they're not quite as attractive these days than the candid shot that you assume somebody just happened to catch real quick.
Now, how about this girlfriend? Is she excited about your new fame?
She's dealing with it. She's, she likes to call herself she likes to call herself a good Instagram girlfriend, meaning she's good at like taking pictures of, you know, what I'm doing. Like she filmed the video of us at Thanksgiving, and she's willing to, you know, drop everything, go outside and film me doing something in the freezing cold, even if it ends up being the stupidest thing ever. I don't post it, but she's always down to, you know, tag along, and she honestly contributes a lot of great ideas and support and everything that
sounds
I do and we do together.
Like she's a keeper.
Yeah,
what
what's this?
Doing?
Yeah, what are you waiting for there, buddy?
Lock it down.
I'm waiting for that 2-year mark. You know, I always told myself to make sure you're in a safe situation. Don't, you know, people can change. I don't think she's going to change. I know I'm not going to change because I still act the same way I did when I was 5. So just making sure that you have enough time in advance. We have been living together for a while too, so that helps.
All right.
And you're near Charlestown, aren't you? Aren't you near Charlestown?
Yeah, I actually work in Charlestown.
Okay. I thought that's where you were. And of course, all the horse people listening to this know it from the racetrack, which is now probably doing better as a casino than a racetrack. But it's it's right down the road from you. Well, that's terrific. Well, you know, we wish you the best of luck. I can see you are a terrific representative of West Virginia. So, you know, if
thank
the whole
so
reality TV thing doesn't work out, you need to run for governor.
I will. I plan. I wouldn't mind.
There you go. See? And you know what? You'd be the least high maintenance governor they ever had. You just drive your school bus up there to the Capitol and park it, and they don't even need a residence. Yep. You're good to go.
I would call my bus Air Force School Bus One.
School
bus. And it would deliver me around the state, and I would paint it perfectly. It would be amazing.
I think so too. We'd vote for you. You let us know if you ever run, and we'll endorse your campaign for what that's worth.
This makes me so happy.
Awesome. Hey.
Listen, well, you're amazing. I love you. I have a little crush now. I'm following you on all these pages.
You have a new stalker, Will. Well, Merry Christmas
to you. Thank you all for the call. I really appreciate it.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and the family and all the animals. Give your horses a carrot for us, okay?
And keep us posted about the reality show, because now we got you first. So now you're obligated to come on when you're super famous.
Will do. I'll keep you all up to date. I got your messages and everything. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thanks,
all right,
Will.
Sounds good.
Take
My
care.
People will call you people.
All right. Merry Christmas.
And Glenn, I would also like to point out that we have learned something very magical, and I cannot believe that I haven't done this before.
What?
To look at the Craigslist in West Virginia?
Oh, that
Holy
would be golden.
Cow.
You're right. I don't know why we haven't. Hey, anybody that's looking to win prizes, just go to the Craigslist in any part of West Virginia and you'll be fine. You'll be good
well,
to go
right
for
now
a while.
I'm looking at a mare horse. There's a mare horse on here for sale. God.
That was terrific. Thank you, Denise, our guest wrangler, for booking that. That was a lot of fun. What a great guest to end the year, right? I mean,
awesome.
That was perfect. that was perfect. Well, we want to talk to you. Give us a call at 435-272-1997. I see callers starting to call in already. Jennifer will get you guys queued up. We would love to talk to you. We'd love to talk to you about anything. We don't care. You know, I am so out of it and so tired and just done with shows for the year that I really don't care what we talk about. Jamie and I had our meeting beforehand. It was like, what are we going to do today? I don't know. I don't care.
I will make you suffer through top 10 lists if you don't call, though.
That's right. That's right. Well, we have a sponsor for today, and we're going to hear from them, and then we're going to come back and take our first callers. The Horse Radio Network is excited to announce a new partnership with the Fairfield Inn North by Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky for Road to the Horse and Rolex. The Fairfield Inn North is right off Newtown Pike and Route 64 near the Cracker Barrel and only 10 minutes from the horse park the back way, you know, the low traffic way. The Fairfield Inn North has spacious rooms that are being completely renovated now and will be ready in time for Road to the Horse. Plus, the Fairfield Inn North offers complimentary breakfast, a free Wi-Fi throughout the hotel, a huge free parking lot, a business center, indoor swimming pool and jacuzzi, outdoor patio with grill, a laundry facility, and much more. The Cracker Barrel is located right next door, and there are four other dining options available for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right around the corner. Just for listeners of Horse Radio Network, we have negotiated some great rates for you for Road to the Horse and Rolex. For Road to the Horse, we have the rate down from $160 to $120. If you're going to Rolex, we have the rate down to $199 from $260. There's a very limited number of rooms available at these rates, so call in your reservations as soon as possible. Search for Fairfield Inn North in Lexington, Kentucky. It's the one on Hackney Place. You must call in your reservation and ask for the Road to the Horse or the Rolex Early Bird Special. So that's the Road to the Horse or Rolex Early Bird Special. Search for Fairfield Inn North by Marriott. Well, coming up first, we have a caller. Her name is Colleen. She's from Pennsylvania. She's been on the shows before. Also is the product reviewer for Eventing Nation. Hey, Colleen.
Hey, Glenn and Jamie. How are you?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And it's Colleen.
Colleen. Colleen. Jamie's so
picky.
I think
either way works.
Yeah, that's right. See, she answers to anything. She doesn't care. She's not picky.
Well, what are you doing this holiday? What's your Christmas
like? Oh gosh. It's pretty exciting, actually. So I've got some time off of work, so I've got time to do all the fun stuff like bake cookies and go to a lot of Christmas parties and all that. But I also have some more planning that I'm starting to do. I actually, Andy and I, my boyfriend, just got engaged last week.
Oh, yay! Congratulations!
I was like, are we wedding planning or baby planning? Because I don't remember wedding planning.
And wedding planning. That's terrific. You met him, what, about 2 years ago? We see Colleen all the time in Pennsylvania when we go up for Ada, because she always comes over, and actually has co-hosted this show many times. So this is, what, about 2 years you've been seeing him?
So actually, we started seeing each other last summer, so around June of last year, but we had known each other years before that, so.
And is he a horse guy?
Definitely. Oh, yes. Yep, he's a horse guy.
Did he come to you as a horse guy, or did you make him a horse guy?
Oh, no, he was already a horse guy.
I don't understand that. What? Tell me about that. How is that possible? Where did you find him?
But he's not gay. It's great.
There's lots of non-gay horse people, Glenn, men. However, they're just really hard to find.
They're really hard to find. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it was funny. Actually, we met at my old trainer's barn years ago, probably about 5 years ago. And then we fell out of touch for several years. And then we re-met back at the feed store last year, which it was funny because I always joked and I said, you know, if I'm going to meet a man, I'm probably going to need to go to the feed store.
Amen, sister. What type of riding does he do?
He does fox hunting.
Oh my God, he's awesome.
Fox hunting, and he's been doing some low-level eventing.
Oh, that's terrific.
Victory! Well done, my sister. Well done.
Colleen won the lottery. Now, you live on
extremely new, and there's a lot. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you live on a little farm there, so are you going to stay on the farm?
That's the plan. The plan.
Good. Well, that's true. I'm so happy for you. I remember sitting at dinner with you and at Wegmans grocery store, which is where we always go to dinner together, and talking about this new guy she had met and how excited she was, and how you should have seen her. She was so bubbly. She was so bubbly about this new guy. So I am so excited for you. I love. She was pretty much love at the beginning here too, and you're not very good at hiding your feelings. Well, yeah, you're not very good at hiding your feelings. It's all just out there.
No, it's all over my face, really.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you. We're very, very excited.
And thank you for being a listener all these years and for being a help on the shows and for co-hosting occasionally. We really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, both Glenn and Jamie.
All right. Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Well, next we have up one of our racing friends. Her name is Dawn.
Hey, Dawn.
Dawn, are you there? Dawn?
Hello? Oh, okay. Yeah,
yes, you're on.
I didn't hear anything. Hi. Hi, Glenn.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Now, I would like to point out that Dawn and I are racing junkie friends online. She's a little bit more educated about it than I am. I'm a passive fan. She gets into it. And so we've always shared that passion. However, Dawn has recently been converted to a crazy chicken lady.
Oh.
I was hoping we'd talk about it. Yeah, we were just talking about it this morning. Yes, I am.
And was that because you heard about it on the show, or just you felt left out, or what?
Well, I have a few friends that have them. And, well, I have to say, my husband's always wanted them. It's kind of the opposite. He wanted them, and I kept saying no. And finally, we have the room. You know, we have the new place, and so we jumped in this year and built we bought the coop, and we built a lovely big run for them, and so now we have 10, and yeah, I just love them, so I can't believe I'm saying that.
I posted a picture of a chick that Lucas is playing with those one of the new baby chicks I got that I had to have, and she's like, oh my God, is that a silky? So she recognized the breed, And then I said, yeah, I found them. And she's like, oh my God, I think I need one. See, that's the gateway drug. When you find yourself saying, you know what, I need it. I need it. That's when you know you're screwed.
I got a question for you guys. I got a question while Dawn's on here. So Rhonda, who's our legacy listener from Canada, is adopting her fourth dog. And it got me to thinking, you know, we kind of have a rule with crazy cat ladies that once they get over about seven in the house that you're a crazy cat lady. What is it for dogs and chickens? So how many dogs does it take to become the crazy dog lady? Is it six, five?
I don't know. I think it's when you run out of hands to pet him. I hit three and I'm like, this is hard. Because then you're like, pet, 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 like we've had drums.
Yeah, three. We've had three. I think four would be, going.
That's approaching the line. What about chickens? Is it a dozen chickens? Is it, well,
I
Jamie.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
I have a theory. As long as you have more saddle pads than chickens, you're okay. And the final count was 28 saddle pads and 24 chickens. So,
so you have room for three more.
How about you, Don?
I don't know how you do it. I have 10. I said, no, we're limiting it. He wanted a dozen. I said, let's get 10. 10's good. So,
but how many saddle pads do you have?
Oh, yeah, I haven't counted. It's probably about even, maybe more. It's probably about even, I would say. Yeah.
All right, well, don't go over saddle pad count unless you're going to buy more saddle pads.
Yeah, but the problem with your theory is you go out and buy more saddle pads and then you can get more chickens. I mean, that's the problem with that theory.
That keeps me from being crazy, Glenn. Whatever I need. Well, listen, Dawn, I know we have a lot of chat coming up about the Pegasus World Cup. It's going to be amazing. Who are you pulling for? It's got to be.
Oh, Chrome.
It's
gotta be. All the way. Yep.
All the way. So, listen, we'll talk to you again very soon. We'll talk. Maybe we'll have you on right before the Pegasus, and we'll get you on to talk about it because it's going to be so exciting. I need somebody to break it down.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thank
Sounds
you,
Dawn. Guys.
Thank you for listening, and
thank you for
being a fan for many, many, many years here at the show. We really appreciate it.
Over 6 years now.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Crazy. I love it.
All right. Happy Merry Christmas, Dawn. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you want to give us a call, it's 435-272-1997. And next up is one of your neighbors. Also, what is it, Chicken Day? Ruby is on.
She's another crazy chicken friend, but she was crazy chicken lady before me.
Yes, and turkeys and all kinds of birds.
Hi, guys.
Merry Christmas, Ruby. Ruby lives, you live in Tonopah, right?
Yeah, I'm out in the dusty desert away from all the crazy city people, as my mom likes to call them.
or those crazy city people say, you live in Tonopah, you must be crazy because it's the desert.
That's true too.
Now here's the deal, Ruby. We just had reports and somebody lost a sheep in our neighborhood because there is a very large bobcat that's going around.
Whoa. That's a big bobcat. Jeez. Bobcats aren't too big.
No.
Yeah. Wow.
No. And well, they there were prints. And so people thought it was a mountain lion. So everybody, Game and Fish came out and they measured it. And it's like, no, that's just a really large bobcat. And it took a sheep and it took somebody's goat. So everybody's locking it up. But you're like in mountain lion world. I mean, how do you take care of all your animals and what predators have you seen?
I've actually, I guess there have been reports of mountain lions within like a couple miles, but, I think we're a little far enough away from the mountains out here that it's too much of a problem. But we do have like coyotes and, probably some bobcats hanging around out here. But
and
I think
snakes.
The key to that is really good thing. Our whole property is completely fenced, you know, with like, you know, six foot fence. So we've never really had a problem because we've always had the fencing and then our dogs are in the fencing. And with our animals, like my goats, it's a fence within a fence because they've got their own separate pens and the chickens have their runs and stuff. So it's that whole fence within a fence with dogs in the asthma within there too.
So Ruby's house really is like
a problem.
It's like a prison.
It's Shawshank. Yeah, it's Shawshank. Right.
Razor wire.
They're gonna tunnel out. Watch out.
It just reminds me of that movie Chicken Run. Reminds me of Chicken Run.
Yes. Chicken Run.
Chicken Run. They're all gonna be catapulting over the fence. I hear the chickens in the background. I love that, by the way. So it's nice to hear them this morning.
My crazy chicken. You
hear them in the background.
Unite. I love it. Well, Ruby, we hope you have a very Merry Christmas. And next time you're out delivering whatever you deliver and you drive through my neighborhood, pull on in my house and knock on the door. I'm always home.
Maybe I'll do that. I don't have any clients up in that area anymore, but I do go up there for 4-H stuff, so I might take you up on that.
I'm going to the zoo today, so you're welcome to join us.
There you go.
I got some other stuff to do, unfortunately.
Oh, denied on the air.
Yes, she shut you down. All right. Said, I don't want to go to the zoo with you.
I'm sorry, I got to go meet a friend today.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Ruby. Thanks for listening.
Merry Christmas, too. Bye.
Bye.
Next.
She could have just said, I'll call you.
I know. It's like, nah, I'm not coming to your house. No. Next
There's
up.
A World Wildlife Zoo like a mile from me. So we go all the time and I've seen her posting pictures from there too.
I think you are their most frequent visitor from the pictures I've seen from the zoo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a membership.
I think you are the most free. You probably will get the award as the most frequent visitor this year. You and Lucas.
Maybe I'll get a free pass next year.
Yeah, there you go. Denise, our guest wrangler is on. Hey, Denise. Merry Christmas.
Hello and Merry Christmas to all of y'all.
Good. And you know what? Denise has this habit of having animals in the house and on the porch. And so Jennifer wrote a note and said, here, ask about Sam on the porch. Is Sam on the porch again?
No, he is not on the porch.
That would never happen, Glenn. That's
sorry.
Crazy.
I didn't mean to.
Actually, that's not a popular topic in our house.
You know, horses in the house are never a popular topic with the husbands.
Just like chickens in the tack room for us, he gets so pissed.
Does he?
Yeah. I'm like, it's just
can
over in the corner.
Donkey?
Oh, my God. I hear a donkey.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I walked out on the porch when we started talking about that so Bill wouldn't hear that conversation about horses on the porch. And the donkey, of course, went wild when he saw me step out on the porch, as he does every time I step out on the porch. So
that's funny.
You know, earlier you were talking about the animals in your yard, and we have three that live right in our yard that, of course, come right up to the back door whenever you step out. So they just kind of run amok in the yard, you know, and I love it that way.
Well, I wanted to thank you on the air for bringing us such great guests here since you started. We really appreciate that. This one this morning, Will was terrific. He was funny.
Well done.
Yeah, well done.
I know. Don't you wish he was closer? I'd love to go spend the night in that bus.
I know. I did it. It made me. He really is bringing the cool back to West Virginia, one man at a time. He's what a neat guy.
I mean, I've stayed at some neat Airbnbs, but that sounds even more unusual than most of the ones I've stayed in.
So. I've never done the Airbnb thing. Have you, Jamie?
No, never have, but I'm starting it in a bus.
Oh, there's a cool one. I've stayed in one that was on the way between Florida and South Carolina that you could take your horse to. There's some in the Keys that you can go and stay right on the canals and see manatees. I mean, it's a great experience.
I have to look into that more. I don't know why I never think about it. But I have to look into that more for sure.
Cool. If you don't like the generic hotel thing, you know, it's kind of cool because you just go and stay in a neighborhood a lot of times and it kind of feels safer. It's always quieter. You know how sometimes you stay in a hotel and if you stay in the wrong ones, you hear trucks and traffic all night and weird stuff. So... usually it's not like that when you do Airbnb.
Well, Denise, thanks again for being part of the network.
I have a quick question, Denise, before you hang up on her. Yeah. I'm going to put the pressure on. We have to, Denise, you and I have to have a New Year's resolution that we're going to teach Donkey to get in a horse trailer so that Donkey can come over here and we need so that
you need to donkey proof Nigel.
Nigel, yeah, we need to do some donkey proofing for Nigel. So that's going to be our New Year's.
Yeah, that
sure.
That and you know this donkey pulls a cart, so if I can get him in a trailer, I can bring him over and we can go whack. We can go.
We can harness him up.
You can do scooter.
Yeah,
that would be
yeah,
perfect. Take Nigel out on a ride around the neighborhood with a donkey in a cart.
Yeah, that'll
there
be good.
Team driving.
Hey, Jamie. Jamie, that you didn't hear that Jennifer had to dismount yesterday while taking a ride around the neighborhood because of the donkeys. It didn't go well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was a voluntary dismount.
Of course. I always feel like I'm safer trying to stick it than getting off. That guy will run away faster.
I wasn't going to stick it on the Macadam Road. No.
In the road. Oof. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, road. See, that's the problem. It's the road. It's not the donkeys. It's the road.
You know what the real problem is? It's getting back on. That's the real problem with that. Without
definitely
a step up.
Yeah, I have Mary Kitzmiller's videos, and my goal is in the next few weeks after we get through these holidays to start watching and getting inspired to get this donkey on the trailer step by step. And because I understand that at least she has some experience with donkeys and they're a little different from horses. So once I get him on the trailer, then we'll start traveling and he can go and we can do some karting and stuff. And I know he's going to be great at that.
That'd be fabulous. That'd be fabulous.
Thanks, Denise. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you all, too. I've really enjoyed working with you and look forward to continuing on, finding those great guests.
We appreciate it. It's been a big help, for sure. And Merry Christmas to Bill, too. All right, bye-bye.
Absolutely. Bye.
All right, we have Nicole coming on here next. Nicole was the winner of a Mary Kitzmiller creation, a wooden sign of our logo for the Horse Radio Network. Only two people have those right now, me and you, Nicole.
Nice.
Jelly.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's so cool. It looks awesome in person. She did an amazing job.
She really did. Her work is great. If anybody wants to see any of the Mary Kitzmiller creations or buy one for yourself, go to marykitzmiller.com. Nicole, Merry Christmas. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas, Glenn and Jamie.
It's so good
Merry
to have
Christmas.
You. Now, Nicole, you actually sent us in the opener of the Radiothon this year, and that
is
a true honor, by the way. There's a lot of, as you heard all day long, there's a lot of competition for that spot, but you were terrific.
I know. Thank you so much. No, I never really considered myself a poet, but you guys have some good material to work with, especially Jamie and your awesome bunny farm over there. So, no, it actually keeps me quite easy.
You need to change your name of your farm from Flyover Farm to Awesome Funny Farm.
I'm going to have to talk to him about that. Rebranding. We're rebranding.
That's right.
I love that Awesome Funny Farm. That's pretty much describes it. So, Nicole, do you do anything special?
You wouldn't have it any other way.
That's right. It's great for the show. So do you do anything special over the holidays?
Yeah. So I'm heading back to visit my dad and my sister and nieces and nephew for Christmas. So heading back this weekend for a few days, which should be great. And then I work at a university here and we actually shut down for 2 weeks over Christmas. So I'm looking forward
nice.
Just to having some time off and no plans really. So hopefully get lots of riding in and just enjoying the time. So that should be great.
Terrific. Well, I know you've been a listener for how long? Long time.
It's been a long time. I'm thinking like since 2011 or so. I started because I had been taking lessons with Phil. So he posted something on Facebook and that's how I found the dressage show and then branched off from there. So time flies for sure. Doesn't feel like that long, but it has been.
How was it, Phil? I have watched Philip, and we're talking about Philip Parks, who is the host of the Dressage Show. And I've watched him give lessons actually to Reese. I've watched him give Reese a lesson.
Oh,
he
cool.
seems like such a patient trainer. I just like his style.
He is. I really like his style. And he would come do clinics for us, and he's great in that, you know, my conventional weekly lessons kind of developed a bit of a habit and a routine, but Phil would come in with a different perspective and he could pick out, you know, particular trouble spots and really help us kind of hone in on those specific issues and work through them rather than just kind of putting us through our paces, which I would experience more in like my regular lesson. So he was a really great compliment to my regular coach in that he could kind of fine tune some of those weaker areas, which was great. Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. He just is so calm and patient, and there's no yelling and screaming in his lessons.
No.
Because he's Canadian.
Even you can tell he's like yelling at you to go harder and more forward, but he says it very kindly.
Yeah, that's right. He's in a Canadian way, very tough, nicely. He does it very nicely. Right. That's right.
Please go more forward, Nicole. That's right. Take your heart.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for being a listener and an auditor and for being part of our family. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's great to talk to you, and I hope you both have a wonderful Christmas and get some good time with your family and horses and chickens and everything else. And yeah, can't wait to see what the new year brings in terms of shows and everything like that. Can't wait to listen.
All right. Thanks, Nicole. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Take care. Bye. Merry Christmas.
Oh, there's barking going on.
Oh, there's a coyote right outside.
There's a coyote outside. You got to go.
Hold on.
All right.
Oh, just give me a second.
I'll play a song. All right. So now we're going to play a song while there's a coyote break. And I thought we would play, everybody's favorite 11-year-old Emma, who did a song for us. And then we're going to also play the mysterious one. We don't know who sang it, but they were talking about it in the auditor room. Everybody.
Oh, that was a pack of coyotes.
Really?
Holy cow. And they just walked up to my neighbor's fence and just pinged over it at 6 foot. So watch out, Ruby. Get that razor wire.
All right, let's hear Emma, little 11-year-old Emma, for last time this year. And I'm also going to play Hanoverian for Christmas song that we don't know who sent it in. They never acknowledged it, but everybody was talking about it in the auditor room that they can't get it out of their head. So we're going to play that. We're going to come back. We'd love to hear from you. Lines are open. Give us a call at 435-272-1997.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind may moan, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow.
For Christmas, only a Hanoverian will do. I don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toys. I want a Hanoverian to ride with and enjoy. I want a Hanoverian for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind, do you? He wouldn't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the barn door. That's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes and see a Hanoverian right there. I want a Hanoverian for Christmas. Only a Hanoverian will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like Hanoverianses. And Hanoverians is like me too. Happy holidays.
I wish I knew who that was.
I want an Oldenburg baby for Christmas.
Well, you're about to get one, aren't you?
Oh my God. I actually had a panic moment just yesterday. Pink had like just, I went to groomer as I do every day. And I went to, there was like a little bit of blood on her hind legs, like down by the ankles. I was like, oh, that's not good. So I called the vet. What she had is, it's kind of normal. It's varicose. Ready for this one? Glenn, plug your ears. Varicose veins in the vagina. Yes. She has been diagnosed. It sounds just horrible. But her attitude is
sounds
fine.
Like it hurts. In,
yeah, it's got to hurt. And then, so the vet is, I'm on the phone with her. She's like, is she bagged up? And I was like, she was not bagged up 2 days ago because that's the last time I groomed her. I looked down. I'm like, oh my God, the baby's coming. I'm the worst patient, worst client for this poor vet. She's on vacation and she's talking to me repeatedly. I'm like, she's bagged up. She's bagged up. She's like, what's the due date? I'm like, she's like, how many days pregnant? This is, I'm going to read for you my veterinarian's text messages. And I want you to think of it as she couldn't talk. So she was texting. We were texting back and forth. Is she bright and normal and eating or drinking? Can you take her temperature? Does she have an udder developing yet? Can I call you? No, I'm on vacation. I wouldn't hear you here. Oh my God, she has udders. Not 2 days ago. Are we too early? She is huge. I can see it kicking. It just depends. They all change very differently. Do you know how many days pregnant she is? We bred her February 9th and her due date is not until January 15th. So she's 313 days. That would be fairly early, but I've seen normal babies at 320 days. This is my response. Should I freak out? Is it too early for her to be bagging up?
By the way, that should I freak out was probably too late.
Yeah.
The freak out had already begun.
Already happened. No, I wouldn't panic yet. Other than, you know, the chance of having a December baby, it doesn't mean anything is wrong health-wise. Lots of them will bag up weeks in advance. What about the blood? Is it just from the hormones? That can happen from pregnancy, although I see it very often in non-pregnant mares on occasion as well. I'm going out of town from the 23rd to the 28th. When are you back? I'll be back on the 26th to make sure that somebody has my phone.
Can you believe they actually do this job? Who would want the job and have to deal with people like you? Who would want it?
Can you believe she's been, like, I was her technician for a couple years, and then she accepted me as a client.
Yeah,
that.
She knew
and
how wacky you were.
Bred this mama, and I've told her, honestly, I'm like, when this baby starts to come, I'm calling you. She's like, you don't have to call me unless anything's not going right. I'm like, I don't care. I'm calling you. I've never done this before. You've done it before. I'm calling you. She's like, oh, okay. So there's a day in the life of being involved with me outside the show.
You know,
Glenn,
for the most part, the baby just comes out, right? I'm just saying.
But what if it comes out when I'm at Christmas and it's too early and they don't know what to do and I'm not here? My vet's out of town. See, look what you've done to me. I'm a mess now. I got to go see Pink.
All right, we're gonna help by taking another caller. We have Stephanie on the line here. Is this Stephanie from New York?
Hi, guys.
Hi. Is this Stephanie from New York? Is this New York, Stephanie?
This is New York Stephanie.
Hey,
you
Merry
she
Christmas.
She didn't say hi, y'all. Of course, she's from New York.
Well,
hi, guys.
Yeah, because she's going to be, she has to practice. Okay, let's practice. Now you've moved to the South and you're living in your little lot, and we're about ready to come over there and camp for the WEG. How do you sound then?
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, y'all.
There,
there
yay!
You go.
Good practice.
Good. Very good.
How are you doing up there?
How are y'all doing?
She's in the office.
I'm good.
Are you in the office?
I am in the office. Can you hear the echo?
Yeah, are you afraid to get in trouble? Is that the problem?
Yeah. well, a little bit. Luckily, some of the higher-ups are out at a meeting, so.
Should we, would it help, would it help if we all talk like this? Would that help?
Yeah. It should.
It would, just a little. They probably won't hear you then.
Okay, good. We'll all whisper.
It's well, Merry Christmas. I'll be loud. Merry Christmas. We so appreciate
you,
having
too.
You as a part of the Horse Radio Network family, and we love you very much, and we can't wait to come stay with you.
I know. Me too. I'm actually just looking into getting a well these days. So,
and for those that don't know, they're going, what the hell are they talking about? Stephanie just bought a plot of land in rural North Carolina near Tryon and in the mountains of North Carolina. And she lives, where are you, Bronx? Or are you Manhattan? Where are you in New York?
I'm in Manhattan. I'm in Harlem.
Yeah, so she's in Harlem, and she's moving from Harlem to rural North Carolina. So there is
eventually.
No culture shock there.
Just a little.
You better learn how to cook because there ain't nobody delivering nothing out there. You know, there's no Chinese being delivered. There's no pizza.
That's going to be my biggest problem.
Yeah.
Because I do not cook.
Welcome to our world. You better learn to
cook. I'm having to figure
it out now. You better learn to cook because there is no deliveries. And there'll be one. Was there one restaurant in town?
There are two. Two. And they're like side by side, and they're so adorable. Oh, it's so cute. And one barbecue place, but I'm a vegetarian, so that doesn't help.
Oh, that won't go. That's not gonna go in North Carolina. That you are gonna be in the minority there for sure.
I'm gonna have to figure out how to feed myself. It's gonna be challenging.
What makes a girl from Harlem want to move to rural North Carolina of all places?
Well, you know, I have to give credit where it's due. You guys have certainly helped me with that, or at least feed my horsey, need, because I can only ride on the weekends. I only started riding almost 2 years ago. And ever since, I mean, I literally spend all week just looking forward to riding on the weekends. And there's, you know, land is at a premium up here. Everything is so close together. Everything is so expensive. Even the riding is expensive. The boarding in some places is more than my rent. You know, it's insane. So the idea is to be able to live in a place where I can have horses and see them every day and, you know, lead a simpler life.
Well, and the other thing, Jamie, is that we were talking earlier with Will about how he converted a school bus into an Airbnb. You're kind of along the same lines there, girl.
Oh, yes, the Airstream. Her name is Stevie.
Stevie?
And she is quite the project. Stevie, like Stevie Nicks.
That's great. I saw pictures of the Airstream that you've gutted, and let me tell you, there is nothing. She is starting from scratch. There's a shell. That's what you have.
Yeah. It's not even quite a shell yet, and that's where most of the work has come in so far, is even getting it to the point of being a shell. It's a huge project, but I'm confident. I'm learning as I'm going. It's unfortunately, because I sort of renovate apartments for a living, I figured, you know, how hard could it be? But as it turns out, it's more like an airplane than a house. So it's really an entirely different animal. So I'm learning a whole lot about drilling rivets and types of aluminum. you know, and the interaction between steel and aluminum where it touches, and it's a bit of a nightmare, but I think it'll be, you know, it'll turn out well in the end.
This is going to be the most decorated, fanciest Airstream in history when you're done.
It will. The New York designer Airstream. That's exactly how I'm going to market it, too, when I Airbnb it.
Well, you got to get that damn thing done because we're expecting to be staying with you in 18 months, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Bring your tent.
Yeah, listen, exactly, if the Airstream's not done, I will be down there in a tent. But we will have water and electricity, that's for sure.
And I guess I promised to rent the porta potty, right?
You did. Okay. I might have to hold you to that.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because it's either that or we're all going in the Airstream. So I better...
It'll be a little tight.
Well, thank you so much for listening. You know, we're always shocked when we have listeners that live in big cities, and we have a lot of them that live in big cities. You and Dr. Ellen are the two we know about in New York, and we really appreciate you listening and being part of our family.
Well, thank you, guys. I mean, you guys are amazing, and honestly, I do feel like you're a part of the family. You're in my ear every day, and, you know, being the world that we live in right now, what it is and how stressful it can be, you guys definitely offer a respite from our daily struggles. So thank you for that. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Stephanie. And Happy New Year. We'll see you in 18 months, girl. Get it ready.
All right.
Chop those trees down. Make room. There's about 100 of us coming. So.
All right.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that's funny. All right. That's it. We're out of callers. Want to call it a year?
Let's do it. Wrap another year.
Wow. Thank you so much, Jamie, for another year. It's been fun. You know what she said about it being a respite? I feel that way too. You know, it's like, okay, this is our little time away from the world to spend together. So yes. It is that for us too, not just for the listeners, but I always said I would have the best job in the world if all I had to do was talk into Mike and not all the business stuff.
You know, I know. I would. Well, somebody would like to say something to you.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Glenn. Christmas, Lucas. Merry Christmas. Did Santa put presents under your tree?
He said, did Santa put presents under your tree?
Santa not come yet. Not yet? Not yet.
You gotta say something. Nod your head. Say, I have presents.
I have presents.
What did you get yesterday?
What did you get yesterday?
Answer it. What did you get yesterday, last night?
He's forgotten already.
The airport.
Oh, is it fun?
American Airlines.
American Airlines Airport. Oh, my gosh. Daddy's got another present. All right. Let's wrap this up.
All right. That's
slowly
it.
Slowly but surely, three-year-old Christmas is beginning.
Thank you, everybody. Talk to you soon.
I love you guys. This is my time with grown-ups every day, too, by the way, to piggyback on what you were saying. So I appreciate it.
And we have programs that we have been working hard. Jennifer especially has been working hard over the last 4 weeks to get ready for while we're gone. So we're not leaving you hanging. There's going to be shows, all hosts episode coming up, voicemail episodes, all kinds of fun stuff. There will be shows every day, just not live. This is our last live show of the year. See everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
A spay, neuter, geld, everybody. Love you all.